This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I think that President-elect Trump is more concerned about how he will consistently get the votes that he needs from the Senate than he is about who will serve as Secretary of Agriculture. The Louisiana special senatorial election was won by a Republican, giving them a 52-vote majority. That is enough for most partisan votes, but it is not hard to lose three senators. Trump has nominated a few picks for posts that may test that majority. I really don't think that Donald cares all that much one way or the other about the ag sector, but if he could find a way to fill a cabinet post and add a vote to the GOP majority in the U.S. Senate, he would do it. That is why North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp is reportedly at the top of his list for the ag secretary post, precisely for the reason that she is a Democrat. He can move her out of the Senate. North Dakota would replace her with a Republican, giving the GOP a 53-vote advantage. Trump is going to have a problem on some votes, as McCain and Graham, for example, are not on board with his warming up to Putin. They will be hard to convince an Exxon CEO Rex Tillerson for the Secretary of State nomination. Trump must think that he has got the votes for Tillerson, as he is reportedly proceeding with the nomination. I don't think that I have a problem with Tillerson as long as he understands that he's working for the country and not for Exxon. Some can move from the private to public sector and get it right. Not a lot of oil guys have done that. I see Rex's relationship with Putin as being as good a thing as the relationship between Governor Branstad and Xi Jinping. Tillerson has been a strong free market, free trade advocate, and Trump could use that advice. Rex is also not as anti-climate change as you might expect. He would not be described as a denier, just for doing things that make sense, which means continued use of fossil fuels. The Scott Pruitt EPA appointment would make some Republicans more nervous. I can't see Heitkamp voting for Pruitt unless she is really changing sides. She is a good representative for agriculture, would likely be a fine ag secretary. She's pro-GMO, anti-WOTUS, and pro-ethanol. She is an example of a Democrat that can win in a red state. I would feel better if Trump nominated her to head the EPA instead of Pruitt. I think that she would have more trouble with serving Donald than she would in serving the ag sector. Democrats are counseling her not to accept. Donald is putting the people in place to do all the things that he promised on trade. Next year will be rock and roll time. They will be using a new fact set on trade that will not have to be true or even make sense. All the economists at the time wrote Herbert Hoover that he was wrong on tariffs and it didn't stop him. I continue to believe that there is likely no sector more at risk than the ag sector to trade disruptions. Markets will not respond to trade risk until the fact. There is a lot of buy the rumor going on in many markets, particularly stocks, that may end up as a sell the fact 2017. You're listening to the Comstock Report. The Federal Reserve, of course, is going to raise the short-term rate a quarter point now, but the focus after that will be on what comes next. The bond market has already went to the next level, adding about a point to interest rates, all based on anticipation of fiscal reform and stimulus. The Fed will be catching up with the bond market next year. I noted that in the 1940s, when interest rates came off an extended period of low rates, that they rose about a percentage point, then traded flat for several more years. Too much too soon in interest rates will get the federal government in trouble really fast servicing the federal debt. Looking at the soybean price trends, the 2016 price of soybeans, basis the revenue insurance guaranteed price, was higher this fall than last spring. That doesn't happen too often. We would doubt that it occurs again next year. We would expect the fall 2017 soybean price to be lower than the guaranteed price set by the February average. The current November soybean price is over $1.40 higher than the spring last year, while the current December new corn price is about the same as last spring. The soybean market appears to want to buy acres. I decided to sell them some, shifting my corn on corn acres to soybeans, which will shift me to 75% soybeans. I'm also going to go ahead and do the buy-up program that Rod Peterson, our AgVantage crop insurance agent, recommended. That allows us to pick the highest price month from December, January, February, or March for our revenue guaranteed price. The cost of the buy-up should be around $12 to $15 an acre based on state, county, and APH. You cannot get the same revenue protection boost for corn from the market compared to a year ago as for soybeans. The buy-up should keep the current improved price from getting away from us. Between the crop revenue insurance buy-up, hedges, and a full profile of subsoil moisture, it should take a hailstorm to rob my profitability, and I can insure for that too. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.